WNTN, home of Grecian Echoes, the longest-running Greek-American program in the country.
Family-owned and run for generations, Catania Oils has been delivering quality oils for over 100 years. In 1900, Giuseppe Basile traveled from a small village in Italy to America, hoping to fulfill his dream of a family oil business here. Unfortunately, Basile lost his oil barrels in a storm during the journey. After arriving in the U.S., he eventually built back his inventory and began selling his oils door to door. Now, 120 years later, Giuseppe Basile's vision has become an industry powerhouse, yet is still run by his own great-grandchildren. While Catania Oils has grown vastly, it continues to be operated with family values and hopes to continue to do so for generations to come. Catania Oils, Catania Spagna, La Spagnola, a Grecian Echo sponsor for 73 years and counting.
Λάδι απαλώσαν μάνα σχάδι, Ιντολά Σπανιόλα φίλησαν το κούκουλα λαφρό. Κάνει για γιαχνί και για τι κάνει, νοστιμίζει τη σαλάτα, δίνει γεύση στο βραστό. La Spagnola στο γιουβέτσι, La Spagnola στην εντράδα, La Spagnola στο ψητό. Σόλα το αγνό το La Spagnola, θριαβεύει στη κουζίνα, είναι λάδι εκλεκτό.
Λάδι εκλεκτό, λάδι La Spagnola. And we have been blessed with their sponsorship for 75 years right here on Grecian Echoes. I am so excited to have, we had Anthony in last year, and this year we have the fourth generation, Stephen, with us. La Spagnola, Catania Oils, joining us in studio this morning to celebrate the 75 years together as partners, to celebrate the holiday season, to tell the story to our listening audience once again. So, gentlemen, Merry, Merry Christmas. We'll start with you, Anthony.
And a very Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for having us here. Again, we look forward to this for quite some time.
Yeah, it really is. And can we say it off the record that today is also Anthony's birthday? I'm not going to tell anybody, all right? So he's 39 again.
Yep.
So happy, happy birthday. Many, many, many more years of health.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So listen, I'm going to let you introduce your son. This is one of your two sons that are involved in the business. Stephen, I felt like I just talked to him off air. Like I feel like I've known him my whole life. I just met for the first time.
Yep.
We've been friends on social media, LinkedIn, and so forth. But chip off the old block, I'd say.
Yeah, I actually have three sons in the business. My oldest, Joe, is president of the company.
Yeah.
Steve wears many hats in the business. And my son, Michael, who's in traffic department, and we have three girls in the business as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So Stephen is right here with me now. I'm proud to have him by my side.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I just want to say that once again. So, you know, by himself, Anthony has six children, of which all six remain in the business. It's an incredible story. Where do you fall in the middle? Are you in the middle? Are you one of the middle kids? Where are you? Where are you on the totem pole?
I am. I'm the second.
Second, yeah. Welcome.
Yeah,
welcome
thank you.
To Grecian Echoes.
It's great to be here. Merry Christmas. And I really enjoyed all the stories, the old stories that we shared, you know, before getting on the air today.
Yeah, yeah. And you have you grew up in Arlington, I think you said. You got a lot of Greek friends all in the loop, and it's all good, right?
Yep. Yeah. And I think many of them are sponsors or listeners to your show as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's terrific. So listen, I'm going to pass the baton to you a little bit, okay?
Okay.
You're a sales guy, so I'm sure you're always out there. First of all, tell us a little bit about what's been going on with Catania Oils. You know, the story, we'll get back to the olden days, but what is Catania Oils 2023?
Yeah, so we just finished a 52,000 square foot addition to our facility, which right now it's being served as warehouse for all production inputs.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually we'll look to do more, you know, production out of the facility to just continue to grow our business, and we're still focused into three different channels. One, selling bulk food manufacturers, so they use the oil as an ingredient in their process. So you mm-hmm. think like potato chips, Cape Cod potato chips, or Ken's dressings, and the likes of that. And then there's the restaurants. So your local restaurants, pizzerias, fine dining that we sell. Mm-hmm. And lastly, and certainly not least, retail. So mm-hmm. Retail, as you know, La Española is one of our brands, as well as Marconi. Mm-hmm. So we have extra virgin olive oil and avocado amongst the Marconi brand. And La Española has been our flagship item for many, many, many years.
Is it
years.
Still the number one product? Is La Española your number one product probably?
I'm not sure that it's probably not our number one selling brand right now, but when you look at the blended oil, it is definitely our most popular blended oil being sold today in retail and in food service.
Yeah, in the yellow can, right? And in the yellow plastic can, right? In the yellow plastic can.
I remember the days of the can.
I remember the can, the square can. You look like was it a can of ham or was it a can of oil? Remember that? You didn't know what it
can
was.
Can with the lady on it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And La Española girl.
Yeah. So tell us the story once again, Anthony, about the name La Española. I always thought that maybe that was the region where you guys came from, but that wasn't the truth, right? Well,
the La Española brand was actually owned by Boston Macaroni Company many, many years ago. And my father was looking for an Italian or Spanish brand oil. Mm-hmm. And he knew the gentleman that owned Boston Macaroni. He met him on, somewhere in the North End. Mm-hmm. And he went up to him and he says, "Hey, do you want to have that brand anymore?" And the guy says, "No, he didn't really want the brand any longer." Mm-hmm. So he gave him $50 in cash, and that was it. We own the brand.
So you just own the name brand right there, and then it just grew from there, and you kept it ever since.
Correct.
And it resonated with everybody.
Correct.
Yeah. You know what? Oil, okay? I mean, what's the process to make oil? I mean, there's corn oil, there's vegetable oil, there's olive oil, the raw ingredients mostly start from, either an olive or, corn or, what is vegetable oil in general? What is the basic ingredient of just a vegetable? Sounds like a basic question, but I don't even know the answer.
Yeah, so vegetable oil is just a generic term. Mm-hmm. The majority of the vegetable oil that you see in a store shelf is derived from soybean oil.
So soybean.
It's soybeans, okay. Right.
Soybeans. So they take the soybeans, and what do they do with them to make it oil?
Yeah, so they're not really necessarily taking the soybeans to make it oil because the primary function is actually the protein source to feed, all the different, cattle, pigs, hogs, everything.
Okay.
But oil is the byproduct. So there's only about 18% oil content in beans. Uh-huh. So that's why they crush it for the protein. And then there's some other processes that happen further downstream to then turn it into oil, which then can be used for cooking and for many other, products, even to personal care items.
It's amazing. Who invented that? How did they figure out how to even do something like this? It's just incredible. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. So virtually, most meals that anybody has, cooked, prepared, is either cooked in an oil or a butter or something, right?
Yes. Yeah. For the most part. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, avocado, it's kind of like beers. You buy beers, all of a sudden there's a million brands out there, all these chic. Now there's specific, various vegetables or fruits that are creating oils as well, right?
Yes. And when you look at avocado oil, that's probably one of the hottest new oils on the market. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to that of olive oil when you look at the nutritional facts. Mm-hmm. High in monounsaturates, low in saturates. It's good for you. And it's just a different oil for people to try. It's got a high smoke point. When you look at extra virgin olive oil, mm-hmm. It's got a little bit more body, a little bit more flavor to it than avocado. And mm-hmm. for some folks, an extra virgin olive oil is just a little overpowering for them. Mm-hmm. So they may choose to use something with, a little bit less flavor, mm-hmm. a little less body, something like an avocado.
Yeah.
Or just a straight refined olive oil, extra light.
So what's your guys' source? What's the source? What's the market? What's the commodity market? What's the business like? How's it work?
Yeah, so it's a great question. On the olive oil side, that's obviously a little bit more specialty, and we import olive oils from many different countries. Spain is the largest producer in the world by far. They're about 50% of world production. And also
50%
of the world's
olive oil comes from Spain. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Turkey, Tunisia,
Greece,
Italy.
Yeah.
Those are the main olive oil producing countries. And then when you look at some of the more domestic commodity oils, mm-hmm. Soybean oil, canola oil, mainly from Canada, mm-hmm. also peanut oil, cottonseed oil. Yeah, there's
feel like Forrest Gump, this shrimp, that shrimp, this oil, that oil.
I often feel like him many times when I'm having this conversation. So, yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing how much knowledge you derive, though, about just the product itself and how the workflow. And you told me that you started when you were 11 years old, something like that?
11, yeah. So my grandfather used to pick my brother Joe up and
myself. Joe's the current president, is that correct? Yeah. Hi, Joe, if he's tuning in.
Hopefully he's listening.
Yeah.
But yeah, we used to go into work on the weekends.
Yeah.
And my grandfather used to walk us around the plant and point and say, hey, you see that leaking bottle? Change it out. Mm-hmm. You see the dirt over there? Clean it up. You see the stuff in the motor? Get it out of there. And just really started, teaching. Like, we didn't really know what we were doing. And I always like to joke and say that he Miyagi'd us into the business because we literally had no idea what we were doing back then. But, yeah, it was some of my fondest memories are with my brother and my grandfather just growing up in the business and just kind of learning, from the ground up.
He was training them.
I'm sure he was. He knew exactly what he was doing. So what's your vision, your brother's vision, your sister's visions, your brother's, your sister's visions, your cousins? There's also so there's, if I'm not mistaken, you're fourth generation.
Yes.
Correct? And there's 8 fourth generation Basiles in the family, or is that the number?
That sounds right, yes.
8. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We have an Irish contingent as well.
There you go.
A Riley. In the family.
You got a Riley in there, too?
Yeah, we do.
You got the Riley in there as well? That's yes, definitely we how it always works out. You got to get them in there. And so let's talk fifth generation. You were mentioning that is still what your...
Joe's son, my oldest son's oldest son, is now entering college. His name is Tyler.
Yeah.
He'll be in college in September.
Mm-hmm.
And
where's he going?
He doesn't make really know yet.
Hasn't made the decision
he's got
yet?
Some early acceptance.
He's waiting very for the
proud.
Favorite. He's waiting
yeah,
for
I'm very proud that he's been accepted to a couple of schools, Merrimack being one of them. Where
yeah.
his,
well, you went there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
yes. You went there.
Where
yeah.
his father went there as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's at some point.
We'll see.
Exactly.
We'll see.
Only problem is that was his safety school.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So you know what I want to know? I want to know what it was like because, you worked – to Stephen in particular, did you feel any pressure to get into the business? It's another thing for the dad to say no pressure, but it's another thing for the kid to kind of see what it's all about and actually, take the road. How was that decision process for you?
Well, I can tell you from my side that when I was a young child and there was no school because of weather or holidays, summer vacations, my mom said, get to work with Dad. Go to work with Dad.
So you had no option. You had no option.
Actually, I wanted to be a fighter pilot as a kid, but my mother said no.
No. How about yourself and your siblings?
Yeah, I mean, same. We were never really pressured, I would say, but similarly to my dad, I had a very similar experience when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Summers, no, you're not going to Martha's Vineyard with your friends. You're coming to the plant and you're working.
And you're working, yeah.
Right? Hey, holiday, get into work.
Yeah.
We need you.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, looking back, I mean, I'm glad that that was the case
mm-hmm.
because it, having those experiences, learning the business, just getting to know all the employees, it truly meant a lot.
Yeah. Supermarkets throughout New England here, of course, you're in, of course, we're friends with the Demoulas's and Market Basket.
Yes.
You can find your product in all Market Basket stores,
yes,
right?
Yes, we've had a tremendous relationship with the Demoulas family,
mm-hmm.
Dating back to when my father was selling them the initial store, I believe it was on Dumas Street in Lowell.
Yeah, yeah.
With George and Telemachus. Telemachus, sorry.
Yeah.
And that we've enjoyed that relationship that's grown over the years mm-hmm. right through our generation now. And we are so proud of that group because they've grown their business as us.
In a sense, very similar stories, guys. Very similar stories. Families that came here, immigrant families that came here, had a vision. All of us work hard for the most part. Especially if you're the child of an immigrant or a grandchild of an immigrant, we work hard. That's it. There was no other option. You know what I mean?
That's correct.
There's exceptions to every rule, okay? So we got that covered. But then there's people that went in and do smaller businesses and do very well. And then there's, that one in every, I don't know what the number is, but it's a high number, that really takes it to, 100 million, 200 million, billion-dollar companies. And that is a process.
It's the love and devotion to the family and the business that drives you.
Yeah. My grandfather and my dad, even, and Joe and everyone to this day now, it's, we always like to say that, you know, never be satisfied. You know, it's great to have a good year. It's great to get that new account. But don't stop there. Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, my father had a saying. He said, I don't like cobwebs. And what that meant, if you thought about it, is that if you have cobwebs and you don't move, you're going to be consumed by your competition. Yeah. So you're always changing. You're always making the business better. You're always growing. And the ideas come to me at nighttime sometimes.
Sometimes, and then all of a sudden, you know, some work and some don't, right?
and when you're that passionate about the business, it's just a 24/7 business.
Yeah, it really
is. You're thinking about it all the time. You're driving, you're constantly thinking of how you can improve it. And I can say that our employees, which is our greatest asset.
How many employees do we have now? A couple of hundred, I'm going to assume,
200, yeah.
200 employees. And, you know, that's something that I think many Greeks understand. What a responsibility that is to both of you sitting in front of me to know that you have 200 people whose families, you know,
rely on
not only the company, but you, and have the trust in you to know that they're going to do very well as a team, partners.
One of our core values are we are family. That's not just for the Basile family. It's for every person that works there.
It's a great, great story. Listen, we're going to take a short commercial break. I'd love to get another phone call or two, say hi to Steve and say happy, happy birthday to Anthony. But the story is amazing. 75 years of uninterrupted sponsorship on this Grecian Echoes radio broadcast together. And we're glad to have them. 781-559-3300. I'd love to get a couple of calls from some listeners so they can thank the Basile family for what they've
done. Good morning from the Eric Papachristos Restaurant Collection, including the Venetian of Weymouth, Trade at 540 Atlantic Avenue in Boston, Porto at the Prudential Center on Ring Road, and with five Saloniki locations, Harvard Square, Fenway, MIT, Newbury Street, and Beacon Hill. Also catering available. Good morning from Eric Papachristos and his restaurants.
Ο Άρτ Σταμίρης από την εταιρεία AWS Business Services, πιστός σύντροφός σας στις οικονομικές σας συναλλαγές, μετά από ένα χρόνο συνεργασίας με όλους εσάς, τους ακροατές του από το Grecian Echoes, σας ευχαριστεί θερμά για την αφοσίωση και την υποστήριξή σας. Ο Άρτ Σταμίρης διαβεβαιώνει όλους τους πελάτες του ότι θα βρίσκεται στο πλευρό τους, εξοικονομώντας τους χρήματα και το επόμενο διάστημα, ιδιαιτέρως τώρα, τη δύσκολη αυτή περίοδο, όπου ο πληθωρισμός τρέχει γρήγορα και οι λογαριασμοί αυξάνονται συνέχεια. Εάν θέλετε να μένουν περισσότερα δολάρια στο πορτοφόλι σας, μην αργείτε. Καλέστε τον Art Σταμίρης από το AWS Business Services στο 617-877-1007 ή επισκεφτείτε τον στο διαδίκτυο στην ηλεκτρονική διεύθυνση callartnow.com. Και σύντομα θα είστε πολύ πολύ χαρούμενοι με το αποτέλεσμα.
Sevan Bakery of Watertown. When you visit our store, you will discover that we're more than a neighborhood bakery. We offer an amazing selection of imported international foods as well as our own Armenian and Middle Eastern foods, freshly prepared in our kitchen every day. From appetizers to traditional desserts made the old-fashioned way, our family has been baking bread and preparing foods for your family's table since 1984. Please visit our website at www.sevanboston.com. That's the Sevan Bakery, 599 Mount Auburn Street, Watertown.
Did you know that the Greeks invented this? Hi, I'm Lauren and an intern at WNTN. Today, we are going to be talking about geography. Geography was invented by a Greek scholar named Eratosthenes. He lived from 276 to 194 BC and is widely known as the father of geography. The word geography itself originates from two Greek words. The first word, geo, means the earth, and the second word, graph, means to write. This message is presented by the Baboulis family.
Well, a shout out to the Baboulis family and wishing them a very, very Merry Christmas. And we thank them for their unwavering support. All right, we asked for a phone call. We got one. Good morning. You are on the air live with Anthony and Stephen Basile. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to?
Oh, this is actually Anthony's daughter, Christine. I wanted to wish him a very happy birthday because he ignored my phone call earlier.
I am so glad that we got a female Basile on the phone myself. I really am. Isn't that awesome?
Are you slacking today or are you at work?
Yes, I'm slacking out shopping. So, you know, just wanted to call and say happy birthday. That's all.
I think that's terrific. So, listen, I asked your brother a little bit about him. I'm going to ask you. You're not going to get off the hook that quickly. What was it like for you, especially, you know, being a female? And I don't want, you know, by all means, you know, but it's different. You usually hear about the sons. You know, you and your sisters are also involved. And what was it like for you, and how easy was the decision for you to get involved?
I mean, originally I didn't want to go into the business. I wanted to be a school teacher. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I went through college and stuff, I really started thinking about it, thinking that I made the wrong decision. And I really wanted to get into the business and be around everybody, because it's just, it really is just so much fun day in and day out being around them, and just working together. You know, I think for the most part, we all get along really well, and, you know, I just really enjoy it.
Look at that. You can tell. What do you do with the company? What's your responsibilities?
I actually wear many different hats currently.
I'm sure.
I'm in onboarding. I'm helping out customer service. Mm-hmm. Onboarding being if we have a new private label that's coming in, really getting everything together, helping it get to the shelf. So if the customer's looking for any sort of information, you know, specs or, you know, guidelines to create their private label, all those things that go on behind the scenes to get it to the shelf.
And she recently started some sales, so don't
say you go. Sure there you go.
Yes, I just sold a full truckload.
Good for you.
Go get another one.
Go get another one. Not enough.
Celebrate your victory and go get another one.
That's it. You know, my dad used to say that to me. That's one of the things that I'll never forget about my father. He would say, "Teddy, when it's busy, when it's really going well, when that happens, and it doesn't happen often, but when it does, that's when you work harder."
That's right.
That don't rest on your laurels, because once you do, that's the.
I have a saying, an order isn't an order till it's an order.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's so true. It really, really is. Thank you so very much, and Merry Christmas.
Bye, Christine.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Christine. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Papa.
Thank you,
Papa. I love that as well. 781-559-3300. The story is incredible. 781-559-3300. Enjoying some time going over the family story of Catania Spagna, Catania Oils, La Spagnola, with CEO. So I thought you were actually slowing down a little, Anthony, but I kind of found out that you're still in it pretty full circle.
I have my fingers still in it, but I have backed off some point, letting the fourth generation take the reins and run with it, you know, and I'm so proud of them all, because they continue to raise the bar of the company, mm-hmm. and to do new things and to reinvest into the company. Mm-hmm. We've put millions of dollars into the company over the last several years, mm-hmm. and it's all of a result of their vision, mm-hmm. and to what they want the company to go to, whether it's a new market, new products, or actually a new location, which is being discussed. So these are the visions of the company going forward.
New location, would you consider doing something outside of New England?
Possibly.
Really, huh? Yeah. That would probably mean that some family members down the road might be doing some relocating, I would assume.
Yeah, unless it's in warm territory, they might fight over that.
What do you see? Where do you see the vision? Where do you see the future? You're what, mid-40s, early 40s?
Yep.
You know, so you still got another good 25, 30 years in the tank here.
Easy.
Where do you want to see this go? Where do you want to see it? $1 billion? Is that a number? Is that a goal?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I certainly think that we could at least double the size of this company before I retire.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
That is exactly one of our sayings within the company. One of our slogans are, to the employees, help us get to £1 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a wonderful idea. Yeah. How about, let's talk about, first of all, you used to be in Somerville, right, originally. Then from there, where'd you go?
Originally, it was North End.
North End.
My dad can tell you this.
Actually, we're in Fulton Street in North End. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, we were in a little building in Cambridge. Mm-hmm. Then they moved to the North End. Then in 1953, we moved to Somerville.
How much space did you have in Somerville?
Usable space was probably about 25 or 30,000 square feet.
Okay.
And we put on several additions onto that
plant. Yeah, I just kept on building on.
Yeah. And we purchased the building adjacent to the building, our current building, and we connected them together. That was the last move that we could possibly do in Somerville, and that was around 1986.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1993, we made the move to Ayer, Massachusetts, with 50,000 square feet.
That was the original building, 50,000 square
in
feet.
In Ayer. That's correct.
Presently,
after several other additions, we're up to 300,000 square feet.
Oh, you're up to three. Yes. All on the same parcel of land, right?
Actually, it's two buildings.
Yeah.
Are they connected on the same parcel of land, or is it up the street?
Unfortunately, no, they're right across the street from
each other. Right across the street from each other. Yeah, yeah. That's a lot of space, 300,000.
Well, the original building, which we put three additions onto, is mainly the production building, and it's loaded with tanks, pumps, pipes.
Mm-hmm.
So you could...
I like that. Tanks, pumps, and pipes.
There's, in the building, there's
67
tanks that are 32 feet by 12 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, in these tanks, we put all the various oils that we process.
How many of those tanks?
67. They're 200,000-pound tanks.
So how are they coming to you? They're coming to you, you're storing, but how are they getting to your place?
Yeah, so the various different domestic or like vegetable oils, if you will,
yeah,
come via rail car. So every rail car is...
So you got a railroad.
Yes. Yeah, we have a
railroad. Into the building.
Into the building.
Yeah. Fits 25 rail cars. So that's all the large volume oils. And then when you look at
the olive... Choo-choo Charlie going on right there.
Choo-choo comes into the building.
Yeah, it does. I bet he does.
Yeah.
I bet he does.
And then the olive oil, we're kind of at a scale now where we're buying vessels. So we're not bringing in like containers of packaged goods or anything like that. We're bringing in raw oil and we store it down in New York and New Jersey area in big silos. So as we make a delivery...
But that's coming from
Spain,
via boat.
Via boat.
Right.
Yeah.
The vessels has about 110 trucks loads. 110 trucks are in the vessel. Each truck is about 6,000 gallons.
Right.
So it's loaded as a truck? Or not, it's loaded.
The vessel is loaded. It's just basically just a big bulk area where the...
And then how do they drain it from the vessel to the...
The tank. So there's tanks on the port, and it just gets pumped into the large tanks that we have at the port. And then as we make deliveries of oils down to that tri-state area, we can get a tank wash, and we backhaul our olive oil up to the facility.
Tank wash is something, of course, you got to get it washed after. I mean, it's interesting, you know. It's so many things that need to be done.
Very detailed.
Very, very detailed, yeah. Is there anything about the business that you don't know? What would you like to improve on? What could you improve on?
Well, I mean, I think we can always improve on everything, and that's, you know, something as a, you know, senior leadership team that we're always, you know, striving for, kind of identifying those areas,
mm-hmm,
and just, you know, getting together as a team and determining, you know, how to move forward. And, you know, I think now where we're at is because, you know, we've grown to, you know, such a size where we're bringing in outside people to kind of do, you know, years and years ago we didn't have a financial controller. Now, mm-hmm, we have a CFO. We have a VP of Human Resources,
yeah,
Director of Quality Assurance, and just, you know,
engineering department,
engineering, a whole engineering team.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't be able to do
QA.
This. Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do all these functions ourselves today with how, you know, technical the business has become.
Yeah. What about regulations? Food and Drug Administration coming to the top of the
list. We have a regulatory and compliance team to handle that, who falls into the QA umbrella.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So, you know, everything's documented. Everything has to be documented.
Complete traceability, documentations for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, if we didn't have all that, we wouldn't be able to sell the classic companies that we do sell today.
Yeah. Is there a, like... ISO certification and all that, that's probably years ago at this point, right?
Yeah, there's just different classifications. So we fall under the Global Food Safety Initiative. There's different standards, mm-hmm. so we're Safe Quality Food, SQF. That's one of the
yeah. –
we have like 26 different certifications. You know, some may – other, you know, are, you know, quality assurance or USDA organic.
Mm-hmm.
There's just many, many different – things that you need a team of people to help manage.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's actually
we are constantly being audited by our customers.
I'm sure
with their QA teams to make sure that we're in compliance mm-hmm. with what we sell.
Yeah. Our phone number once again is 781-559-3300. 781-559-3300. We're going to be here for a few more minutes. I got one more sleeve of commercials to run through. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Διασφαλίστε και μεγαλώστε την οικονομική επιτυχία που έχετε δημιουργήσει για σας και την οικογένειά σας με το 12 Points Wealth Management. Τηλεφωνήστε στον Μανώλη Φραγκιαδάκη, τηλέφωνο 617-212-8343. Για οτιδήποτε ανάγκες έχετε για τα συνταξιδοτικά σας και τα οικονομικά σας, τηλεφωνήστε στο 617-212-8343 στον Μανώλη Φραγκιαδάκη.
Ας μάθετε τα παιδιά σας να μιλούν την ομορφότερη γλώσσα του κόσμου. Τη δικιά μας γλώσσα, ελληνικά. Για πάνω από 12 χρόνια, το δίγλωσσο σχολείο Little Hellos παρέχει ένα μοναδικό πρόγραμμα, το οποίο συνδυάζει τα τρία ξεχωριστά στοιχεία, την ελληνική κουλτούρα και τον πολιτισμό, την ορθόδοξη χριστιανική πίστη και ένα νέο σύστημα εκπαίδευσης βασισμένο στο παιχνίδι που λατρεύουν τα παιδιά. Η διδασκαλία γίνεται και στις δύο γλώσσες, αγγλικά και ελληνικά, από εξαιρετικές δασκάλες με πολύχρονη εμπειρία και απίστευτη αγάπη για τα παιδιά. Στο Little Hellos γίνονται δεκτά παιδάκια από 2,9 έως 5 ετών, σήμερα περισσότερο από ποτέ, δώστε στα μικρά σας αγγελούδια την κατάλληλη παιδεία σε ένα πολύ όμορφο περιβάλλον. Περισσότερες πληροφορίες για τα προγράμματα του σχολείου στην ιστοσελίδα www.littlehellos.org.
Most deli brands use too much sodium, and that affects taste and texture. Thin and Trim premium deli meats have half the sodium and all of the taste, plus the oven-roasted texture you love. And that means the best-tasting choice for your healthy lifestyle. Treat your family to Thin and Trim premium deli meats. Now that you know.
Old Neighborhood Quality Foods Thin and Trim brand cold cut products are available at deli counters at supermarkets throughout all of New England.
It's another one of those old songs. Palla Gitonia means old neighborhood. And when we were talking about them off air a couple of moments ago, that their company, and I think you know their sons, right? You know, some of the DeMarcus boys. Yeah. Yeah. Great friends and supporters of our program as well. Listen, I just got a call from Mike, a text from Mike Kondakis. Good morning, Mike. He says, please ask them their opinion on metal, glass, plastic containers for oil. It's becoming a little bit confusing. So I'll have you guys address that directly.
Yeah, so it's a really great question, and there's been a lot of studies and research out there as far as, you know, what's best. And tins are great, glass is great, you know, plastic is also very good. But it really depends, because of all these different studies out there, it really depends on, you know, they might have some ulterior motives as well.
Mm-hmm.
But glass is great as in bottles in general, as long as it's a dark bottle, because anything that is clear, the light is going to help, you know, would oxidize that oil a little mm-hmm. bit quicker than if it wasn't, you know. You want to make sure that it's stored in the correct conditions, you know, away from heat, ambient temperature. But, you know, in a perfect world, you know, glass, I think, is preferred by some, most people. But glass is also very, very expensive.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. You guys brought me, and thank you very much, you guys brought me some samples of your oil, okay? There's a glass, and here's a plastic, okay? Doesn't take a brain surgeon to realize that this costs a lot more than this, probably, right?
That's correct.
What does one of these cost? What do I got here? 8-ounce bottle, glass, solid glass.
It depends on the volume of what we're buying.
Right, but I'm sure you're buying at high volumes. But still, I mean, these are expensive. This is not cheap. This
glass is very expensive. This is expensive to ship. When you ship glassware, because it's heavy, it goes on a truck, you can't ship as many cases,
right, of course,
and the cost is higher.
Yeah. Have you ever had a glass delivery that just came in all broken? Does that happen too once in a while, or they do a good job packaging?
And therein lies some of the major issues and challenges with glass.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. What about the actual, I mean, there's a label on this, and then after the label, so I'm going to assume that this was bottled at your facility.
That one was not. We actually have that. Those are two specialized items.
Yeah.
That actually one of our customers bottles for us.
Okay, so they bottle it for you for this in this particular size. I've got right here 25.5 ounces of Marconi extra virgin olive oil, plastic container with a label. So explain the process of getting it from one of those big tanks that came over in the ocean into this. And then after it's into this, how does it get into my hands when I pick it up at Market Basket?
Yeah, it's a very involved process. Really, it starts with the qualification of the extra virgin olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of our slogans is authenticity in every drop. We want to make sure that what we're putting in the bottle is what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to great, great lengths to assure the authenticity and the quality of what you're getting. And in order to do that, in some cases, these tests can take up to 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So as we bring the oil into our facility, we're putting it into one big tank.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't start bottling out of that tank until we get through our entire process to confirm that it's extra virgin olive oil.
Okay.
Additionally, everything from receipt all the way to the production line is completely isolated. We only put extra virgin through an extra virgin line. The oil goes through a highly automated machine.
Mm-hmm.
We blow our own bottles to keep costs down.
Blow your own bottles?
We do.
So
we do.
Whoa, let's slow down here. What do you mean? So this bottle is formed in your facility?
Yes, so we bring in preforms. So if you're looking at it, it might look like a test tube.
Yeah.
So you're
doing injection mold in a sense?
Not injection molding.
What's it called?
Blow molding.
Blow molding. I got to come and see this.
Absolutely.
Because
We'd love to have you.
So you're buying chunks of plastic and forming it into a bottle in layman's terms.
Yeah, and the benefit of that really is, like, if you're buying plastic bottles and putting on a truck, you're kind of capped and limited because it's air.
It's air.
There's only you cube out on a truck versus, you know, when you're shipping full, you know, finished goods, you're grossing out.
Right.
So we can fit way more preforms on a truck, which means that we can produce much more bottles, which means that our freight cost coming in is much less.
I have so many questions that could go for a while.
Yeah, and it puts us at a competitive advantage.
At what point did you guys go from buying plastic glass to saying, you know what, that alone, I'm sure the equipment to blow this, you know, it wasn't 10 grand, I'll tell you that.
Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
Correct.
So this is just great. It's such a great story. You know, it really, really is. I'm curious. I used to be in the printing business, so I'm sure you have several vendors that just do nothing but produce labels for you.
Correct.
Correct? That's pretty cool. Good account to have, La Española, if you're in the label business, I would think. I really, really do. Yeah. Unfortunately, we're kind of running out of time. It just goes so quickly. The success story, the passion, I think, is just so clear. And I want to make this an annual thing, you know what I mean? To kind of celebrate our relationship right around the holiday season, right around your birthday.
That'd
think
be
it's
great.
Kind of a nice gift.
I would love to do that, and I really wish my friend Ioannis Vasilios Panagiotopoulos would call in to have a little conversation with us.
You got all the Greek name. Una fatsa, right?
Unaratsa, yeah.
Una fatsa, unaratsa. Gentlemen, Merry Christmas.
Thank you for your unwavering support.
The community thanks you. You've been part of our program. You know, every Greek in New England knows La Española. Who you are and what you guys mean to us is greatly appreciated. So have a safe holiday season. I hope you get some good golf in for 2023.
Absolutely.
Ready to go? Go Red Sox.
Red Sox.
Go Celts. Go Bruins.
Yeah.
Stakanis.
That's it. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll roll you a song until we get to the Echoes of Erin, our Irish program here on WNTN. We'll air from 12 to 2 coming up next. Don't forget tomorrow, Grecian Echoes Saturdays, completely commercial free. And I'll be back on the seat on Sunday morning for our big show. Christmas programs all Sunday right here on Grecian Echoes. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.